Hello.
Oh, hi, Curtis. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
I was following up. I saw that you had called in earlier regarding the billing.
Yes.
Yeah, we were just having trouble processing the payment, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I changed my card.
Oh, okay. I can update it for you. Not a problem. Is it still the same billing address on Amber?
Yes. Hey, can you hold just 1 second?
Yes, I'll wait for you.
Yeah. What's the balance on that?
It's for $249.
Okay. Okay, let me give you my new card number.
Okay, no problem. I'm ready whenever you are, so take your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, now let me sit down real quick and give you this card.
Okay, no problem.
But where are you guys located?
We're in California. Are you familiar?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're in Southern California in Orange County, kind of between Los Angeles and San Diego.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Are you more familiar with Northern California or?
Neither one. I'm from the Midwest.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I grew up in the Midwest too, in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. So I think our climate was probably pretty close to what you have in Indianapolis.
Yes, very.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. All right, you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, 5449.
Okay.
2855.
Mm-hmm.
2697.
Mm-hmm.
5375.
Okay, expiration.
824.
Okay, and the code on the back?
105.
Perfect. Okay, so let me get your authorization and you should be good to go. So just bear
with
me here. We'll make sure everything processes. That way you won't have any further hiccups.
So do you guys like monitor the performance or anything
as
far as how I'm doing?
Yes. Yeah, the technicians do daily updates on your placements. But also, everything is stored on your dashboard as far as the results. Have you been on the dashboard at all to see the results that you're getting?
Yeah.
You have. Okay, good. So I got the green light for you on the payment, so you're all good to go there. Was there a specific question that you had regarding the performance or?
No, I was just wondering.
Okay.
I had a customer. He was trying to post a review and it wouldn't post.
Oh, you know why that happens sometimes, Curtis, is the reviews on Google, they expect the person to be writing it from a Gmail account. And I think it's just a silly rule that they have because some people, if they're on a Yahoo or a Verizon or a different platform, they'll try to write a review and it won't go through. So that's probably why he couldn't write his review. Maybe he wasn't on a Gmail account.
Oh.
Mhm. But I'll send you the review generator email again just in case you want to use it. That way you could maybe get some more 5-star ratings here and there. That always helps.
Okay. But would they have to be? But would they have to be on Gmail?
Yeah, that's how Google is. They require the person writing the review to have a Gmail. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I mean, send it out here and there. If someone tries to write a review and they don't have a Gmail, like that, you know, individual that tried it in the past, then sometimes
mm-hmm.
those are far and few between, because usually, you know, people will have a Gmail and they can go on to their other account and write the review that way. But at least, you know, send this out here and there. It'll help you get some more reviews, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. So thank you so much for taking care of that payment, and have a really great rest of your week, too.
Okay, Tina.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.